Adams, guardians, or whatever you are, wolves and boys. This is a story of war, set in the wild lands of the Shotley Peninsula. You want me to laugh, by the way? A war between free suffragers and your sons. You're not meant to laugh at your sons. First, let me introduce the characters. On the Suffolk side, we have, from Harkstead, Ted Harks. From Worsted, Ted Worth. From Flatford Mill, PC, Willie Lott. Suffolk's original constable. From Debenham, Debbie Ham, who also has friends called Sue and Pam. And from Sizewell, Nuclear Nigel. And from Shotley, Sheila, known as Sheila Shotley. From Long Melford, Long John Melford. And then, of course, we must not forget our Suffolk Yank, the second-hand car salesman from Bentwaters, Hiram Cheapley. And the soccer-loving aristocrat on our side, Lady Portman, Rhoda Pitch. And Newmarket's only Scotsman, Jockey Jim. And last but not least on the Suffolk side, Lord Bertram Bingo, the Felixstowe peer. On our side, parents of the boys of this school, there is Johannes Goldswell, a Wolverston housemaster and a composite character. Secondly, Michael Quandre, a sixth former in love with Debbie Ham from Debenham. And then a group of boys with typical Wolverston names, plus, minus, NBK, he's never been kissed. Garstang, Packer, Rumby, whom we shall see is the boy with a plan, and Kite. Before the story starts, a little history. The scene is in the future. Scotland and Wales have broken away from the English Brits. Yorkshire is free. Now it is the turn of Suffolk to be independent from the English Brits, residing on the southern frontier in Essex. And now the story. The opening scene is in the Cornhill Ipswich, a town in Suffolk. The scene opens with the arrival of the British Army, the 2nd British Foot. A corny regiment. Led by Brigadier Unseemly Scuttle, Her Majesty's Britannic representative on this day of evacuation. As he is in our, as he and his army margin, there is commotion caused by the chattering of the two Teds, Ted Harks and Ted Worth.
Your economy. What are your words?
the Felixstowe peer, replies, "This is my rebuttal, sirs, to Sir Unseemly Scuttle Slurs," and bursts into praise of his beloved son.
These aren't all Lord Bertram Bingo. Lord Bertram Bingo is in bed. Now decide that all aliens living in Suffolk must become Suffolkers in the next 24 hours or they will be imprisoned. Worse still, thrown into the stocks. Also in the Cornhill, at the same time, is Michael Quandary, a Wolston Hall sixth former, and his girlfriend, Debbie Ham. He decides that he must get back to school to tell them of the Suffolkers' decisions. Lord Bertram Bingo and the Suffolkers are clearly now in ecstasy at their newfound freedom. they sing together a Suffolk national anthem.
No.
spies, they are of course really boys, Minus, Plus and MBK, who then appear and are bundled by the Suffolkers into the stocks. Lord Bertram, springing into uncharacteristic action, sends Debbie to Wolverstone to see that his orders are carried out. Wolverstone boys are to become Suffolkers or else, which puts Debbie into a quandary.
There's a very too much.
a responsible sixth former at this school reminds them that bingo is in deadly earnest, and they may be forced to leave school. Turns out to be Debbie, Sue, and Pam, much to the delight of the boys. The girls suggest, when they arrive, that they are taken as hostages, much to the delight of the boys.
Thank you.
Long John Milford is now armless. And sent to be imprisoned in the foulest of all rooms in life, the chemistry laboratory. Rumby, a rumbustuous youth, now outlines his plan, the Rumby plan, which is that Wolverstone will retreat from the battle through Preston and Chelmondiston, past the Red Lion, to the boot, to the White Oyster. Let me read the original script just to give you details of the Rumby plan. Rumby speaking to the boys. This is the Rumby plan, he says. We just retreat through Preston, Wolverstone, Chelmondiston, past the Red Lion. Past it? Warmy boys, fighting first and first last. Then, down the lane to the Pin Mill shore. The cocky rests where they'll find us gone.
Gone?
Hid away we'll be in the woods above that famous drinking establishment, the Buttoned Oyster.
Then?
The subs, seeing an empty beach, will let the vision of it go to their empty little heads. False conclusions will fly around. Victory! They'll cry the cocky subs and dash into the butt to celebrate. When once they're settled in the butt, we'll slip inside. And into their alcoholic swill, we'll slide a deadly sleeping pill. And as they fall from cocky victory to sleep, we'll cart their carcasses to dinghies and ship them down the Orwell. Ship them down the Orwell, ship them down the sea. Refuses to release them on the grounds that as a message bearer he should be impartial. This high-mightiness is greeted by derision from the three in the stocks. The Suffolkers return and are clearly at loggerheads. There is the war for the faction that wants a bloody war against the boys of Suffolk, the boys of Wolverstone, and the fastidious war who want to fight it clean. Their spokesman is Lady Portman Rhoda Pitch.
Sheffield, determined to keep the fighting clean. Garstang returns in order to release the boys, but finds everyone gone. He expresses his fears.
Is freed, much to the annoyance of the war four. We now hear their song, that well-known aria, "We've Been Done." All four of us done.
I know our mathematics might seem a little odd, there being seven of the four, but again, the flu has hit the war four, and there's only one of them left. So six volunteers have tried to look like three.
we've learned Dithering Lord Bingo, who agrees to marry the redoubtable Lady Portman, Rhoda Finch.